will mend their sorrows and who will mend their broken hearts? He is Al-Jabbar. He is Al-Jabbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار 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 المتكبر سبحان الله عما يُشْرِكُونَ. My brothers and sisters, Allah says, He is Allah. He is the King. He controls everything. He is the Holy. He is the one in who everyone can put their trust in. He is the one who is all-seer, overseer of all things. He is the Honorable. He is Al-Jabbar. The compeller, the mender, the healer, the one who puts things back together, the one who, after something is broken in your heart, in your body, in your mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who solidifies it, who brings it back together, who mends it again. He is the one who brings things back to righteousness after they are corrupt. He is the one who fixes. And to Him, everything ends. How does it end? By fixing. Everything falls into place until everyone receives what is rightfully theirs. Al-Mutakabbir, the superior, supreme. Glory be to Him, how perfect He is. Far away from what people associate partners with Him. Who do you turn to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Jabbar? Brothers and sisters in Islam, establish a relationship with every name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after this night in a way you have never established before. Whatever situation you're in, whatever feeling that you fall into, there is always a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you can fall back on. Allah has not left us like that. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down Adam alayhi salam onto this earth, He wasn't angry at him. When Adam and Eve ate from the tree, Allah wasn't angry at them. We don't see the verses talking in anger. The context of the verses is more that Allah only wants best for you. You have wronged yourself. Like, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى, to Allah belongs the best examples, like a father and mother, how they feel towards their children. When they see their children going the wrong way, they just don't understand, and their heart bleeds for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only wants the best for us. So He put us on earth. He said, I will watch over you and I will be with you and I will continue to send my guidance to you all the way. I'm not going to leave you alone. You're going to mend your broken heart. You're going to mend what you have broken for yourself. I'm going to help you in doing that. You're going to do it. When you mend your own breakage with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being your guide, you become stronger, happier. You become more important, don't you? Brothers and sisters in Islam, the name Al-Jabbar appeared only once in the Quran, in Surah Al-Hashr. A lot of people don't understand this name very well. In fact, a lot of us hardly use it in our dua. In Arabic, when you say Al-Jabbar, the first thing that comes to our mind is a negative sense, or one of a strong, overpowering sense, the compeller. This is not the only meaning. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi gave it three meanings in the Arabic term. Al-Jabbar means the one who overpowers the oppressors, the one who is stronger than the oppressors, the one who gives the oppressors what they deserve in defense of the oppressed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who comes to save those who are less fortunate, those who are oppressed and broken by their oppressive leaders or whoever is on top of them in oppression. The second meaning, Allah is Al-Jabbar, meaning the highest. No one can reach Him, yet He is closer to you than your own jugular vein. Allah says in the Quran, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. Which means, and if my servants ask you about me, tell them that I am really near. I am with them all the way. I'm near. I'm close. They don't have to reach very far. I'm near. You know, like a mother when she, her daughter or son wakes up in the middle of the night afraid of a nightmare. Mother or father come running to the bed. Habibi, what's wrong? I saw a nightmare. There's this, you know, behind the door. I saw things under the bed. I'm afraid. I'm scared. And they hug them. And the mother says to them, I'm near. I'm right here. Don't worry. I'm here. Doesn't matter where you go. Just remember me. I'm here. I'm near. Like if this is whom Allah created, the mercy inside of a mother and a father, what about the most merciful? Al-Jabbar. And the third meaning to Al-Jabbar, which I want to focus on today, is the mender. The merciful mender. The one after you have been broken in whichever way, there is Allah who will bring back your pieces together. He will collect you and He will bring back the person that you were once before. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Al-Jabbar, all the names of Allah are all good. They are all the best. And we should turn to them in positiveness every time. Allah tells us in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدَعُوهُ بِهَا. And to Allah belong the most beautiful names. So when you call to Him with them. Why? Because when you remember Allah's names, they provide comfort to your heart, whichever state you are in. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I'm sure every one of us here who is sitting, including myself, we have gone through hardships in our life. And in fact, we're probably right now in the most difficult of hardships. No one else knows our hardships. I can hear you, but Allah hears you more. Yes, Allah is hearing your cry. You are trying to express your pain from the inside, but you don't know what words describe it. So you call upon father, your mother, your husband, your wife, your children. You call upon someone to help you. But no one is hearing really, really what you are feeling. No one is empathetic enough to really know what you're going through. And so you cry and suffer in silence. But those who believe in Allah, in the name Al-Jabbar, who understand it, subhanAllah, in the night when you're alone, it's as though you have the whole world in the palms of your hands, because you know Al-Jabbar, the mender, the fixer. And you wait, because you know whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing right now, even if you are in pain, Allah is going through the process of healing you and mending things together. And when something is broken, you can't mend it straight away. It needs time. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mends something, He called Himself Al-Jabbar, Al-Dha, which means He is the best mender. He is the ultimate mender. When He involves Himself in mending things after they have been broken, the end result is the best. And in fact, there will be no more sadness after that.